Good morning. An EU commissioner has ramped up long-running tensions by saying that Gibraltar is Spanish, whilst disregarding hopes for a Brexit deal ahead of a June deadline. Gibraltar Espanol, so Margarita Sanchez said when asked about the issue. The UK and EU are negotiating to secure a deal for a post-Brexit common travel area between Spain and Gibraltar before the European Parliament elections in June. If the deal is not struck before then, Gibraltar could face full border controls on movement to and from Spain. However, the commissioner's comments have been widely criticised. José Manuel Albares, the foreign minister, said the remarks were very unfortunate and incomprehensible. Mr. Albares and Marcos Šefčovič, the European Commission vice president, who is leading the Gibraltar talks, issued a joint statement condemning the remarks. A British holidaymaker is reportedly fighting for his life after falling from a third-floor balcony in Magaluf. It's reported on Saturday that the unnamed 25-year-old man has very serious injuries that followed an incident in the city. Majorcan police have not released details of the man's nationality, but the island's press has said it was a British man who fell from the balcony in Frederico García Lorca Street at around 6 a.m. He was taken to the Son Espaces Hospital and remains in a critical condition. A hero priest died after his robes caught fire during an Easter candle lighting ceremony, leaving him with severe burns. Javier Sanchez is being hailed as a hero for shielding a group of nuns from the flames during the incident at a convent in Zaragoza. The fire broke out over the Easter weekend when a bowl filled with embers and surrounded by candles ignited. A stray spark landed on the priest's vestment, causing it to catch fire and rapidly spread. And the DGT has reported that 28 individuals lost their lives in 25 traffic accidents during the Easter holidays. The special Easter operation saw a total of 15.4 million long-distance journeys, a decrease of 5.7% compared to Easter last year. Nine of the deceased were classified as vulnerable road users, including five motorcyclists, three pedestrians and one cyclist. It's been highlighted, though, that seven out of the 11 fatalities in cars and vans were not wearing seatbelts, marking the highest proportion in the last decade. Geographically, Andalusia stands out as the region with the highest number of fatalities, with an increase compared to the previous year. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.